Okay. And then I remember your calling about but that was in college, right?
Calling to Japan.
Yeah. Remember
it
signs
began?
you were telling me about signs that this cruel Carla at a Halloween party was just speaking Japanese and they thought it was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
But that stopped there, right? Then you went on with your life, taught for 2 years, and then what happened? What brought you over here? What was the sign or the story behind that?
Oh, well, actually, the situation with Carla happened in 1997.
Oh, okay.
When I was a teacher.
Mm.
So if there was something that really brought me to Japan, like was the, really started me yearning about it and thinking about it, it was hearing another person,
mm-hmm.
who I knew, as I said, a Caucasian person,
mm-hmm.
speaking in Japanese.
Mm.
I've always loved languages,
mm-hmm.
and I just thought this is an incredible thing, and I wanted it. I wanted to learn Japanese, and I wanted to be able to speak with Japanese people. I thought it was just a great thing,
mm-hmm.
to be able to communicate with even more people in the world.
Mm. But it could have been Chinese. It could have been Korean. It couldn't be. Could it be what? Some from Middle East, Arab. It could have been anything, right?
If I'd met a lot of Arab people,
mm-hmm.
who were interesting to me, if I'd been reading books about Arab countries, maybe, but as I said, the book that I read that got me interested
in Memory of Geisha?
Memories of a Geisha,
mm-hmm.
the Japanese book. I don't know if you want to write that, if people will be offended by that.
No, they won't. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Good. Mm-hmm. It's not a, you know, dirty book or anything.
Yeah, it's not a dirty book.
And just, you know, Carla going over and coming back with, you know, her language, and she lived in a small village, and that was interesting to me, because my idea of Japan was Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, pictures I'd seen of Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
or Osaka, where it's everybody all close and tight together,
mm-hmm.
and Carla lived on an island.
Okinawa?
I don't know where, probably on Kyushu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she lived in Okinawa, but she might have lived. She could have lived in Fukuoka.
Mm.
I think there's islands in that, or Kagoshima too. I know there's islands in Kagoshima.
Mm-hmm.
But that it seems it's a combination, like I said, of all those small messages.
Mm.
That
In terms of like Memories of Geisha, which place did you like kind of really thought was, you know, I don't know if I should phrase it attractive, but like you know, which part of that book did you really got interested in, or was it the whole story kind of wise?
Well, I like learning about history,
mm-hmm.
from a story viewpoint.
Mm.
And so I could learn about the life of a person,
mm-hmm.
who was living in Japan at that time,
mm-hmm.
and all the way up to the occupation,
mm-hmm.
By the U.S. forces. But it was really neat learning about the skills that this woman had.
Mm-hmm.
The shamisen and the singing,
mm-hmm.
and the tea pouring. You know, she,
mm-hmm.
she had to pour the tea,
mm-hmm.
in a way that showed a little bit of her wrist, but too much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought that precision and that exact way, that exact method mm-hmm. of doing something mm-hmm. seemed pretty interesting to me.
And kind of the logic behind it, right? The reason behind it, yeah.
Yeah, perhaps from a scientific viewpoint, mm-hmm. it seems a bit strange, I know. But, having studied, chemistry and biology, mm-hmm. when you do a chemistry experiment, you have to follow
mm-hmm.
The exact way mm. of doing it. Mm. If you don't do it the exact way, you mess up.
Mm.
It's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was interesting to me, that there's... And that's actually something that when I did get to Japan, not to get ahead of myself, but I found that there's I did allude to that before. There's definitely a way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way of pouring tea. There's a way of playing volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a procedure.
Mm.
And,
which is different, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, different from what you do in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think that's really, I think that's a real nice, way to look at cultural differences. Same thing, volleyball, right? But totally mm-hmm. different, right?
Yeah, I watched a couple of volleyball practices.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to notice that every practice was run the same
mm-hmm.
from the moment they began
mm-hmm.
till the moment they ended.
Mm.
It was exactly the same.
Mm.
And I even joined a kind of a club, a women's club.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the...
Mama Sambare.
It might have been. It was.
I know you were way too young for that, but it's Mama Sambare, I think.
The Mama Sambare. I tried Mama Sambare, but I don't like those squishy balls. I don't like the ones that you kind of flick.
Mm-hmm.
I like to really hit the ball.
Okay.
I didn't play Mama Sambare.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I tried,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't enjoy it.